still haven't figured out how we're going to make the intro. Still haven't evolved into our new intro yet. Yep. Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Good night.
How are you? Goodbye.
How you doing?
Well, it is a new day, a new podcast, a new attempt, a new try. And so we're going to fumble our way through this and see if we can get something started. But it is a Are You Spirited podcast.
Yes.
And Shreddy McSkate, you are spirited.
I think so, yeah.
And definitely. I appreciate that. Can you give me a little knob there? Not a little knob, but can you give me a little volume in my headphones? Turn the little knob. Get it, Jake. Nope. Other machine. Yep. There you go. Much better. Thank you. So good morning. This is, and so we're testing out some new music. This is Self-Checkout. What's the name of the song?
This is called Raining Arrows. The album is Black Skies.
Who's this bum singing?
I think that's me.
What?
Can
you are
that?
Spirited. Nice. Well, yes, we listened to this, just a little backstory. We listened to this on the Discovery Music podcast that we do on Thursday. You were a guest on it, brought the music. We were all pretty shocked.
Yeah.
I mean, this doesn't sound like, you know, most people that you know that have like a band, you're like, oh, yeah, yeah, let me hear it. Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's great.
This is nice.
Wink, wink. Yeah.
This is.
Thank you.
You guys should be playing Firefly.
I wish, man.
How does that work? I mean, what if you wanted to play? Do you put your name in a list that
I think there
available?
Must be some kind of list, or you got to hit up somebody or know somebody to get in a big festival like that. But the last show we played was at a pizza shop like 2 or 3 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. I forget the name of the pizza shop, but it was in Newark.
Wait, and you must have known somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they just said, come play?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you want to play here?
Dude, we would love to, yeah. The band that's still playing right now, though, this band hasn't played in a little bit. Clobbersaurus is still playing.
Clobbersaurus.
Yeah. Clobbersaurus. C-L-O-B-B-E-R, like clobber.
Okay, Clobbersaurus.
A clobbering, picture a dinosaur with, like, hammers as hands.
Well, I for some reason think you're saying Clabrosaurus, like a collaboration of friends. So, Clobbersaurus is a little easier.
I like Clobbersaurus, though. That's
Clobbersaurus
pretty good.
Clobbersaurus is kind of cool, right?
Right.
Well, I think it's been taken.
Yeah.
So we've messed around with this podcast. I really, you know, yeah. I do the Rehoboth Social podcast, which is great. One small business helping another. I love doing that, but it's so, you know, like important. You know,
yeah.
Like it's like people, you know, have expectations.
Right,
and,
right.
You know,
we're just having fun.
Yeah, and I just want to start having some fun.
Yeah.
You know, I think we've all grown up on like a Howard Stern or somebody like that, where he's just kind of this cast of characters, and I seem to have always a cast of characters in my life.
Yeah.
And I just thought, well, maybe we'll just start bringing them, but maybe you could be my host, co-host, Shreddy McSkate. Check out his channel, because you're definitely spirited. And I don't know if we talked about, did you look at any of the Van Nystad videos?
I looked at a few of his videos, yeah.
So
he's very chill.
He's very chill, right?
Yeah.
His brother, Casey Nystad, is a big YouTuber, and I think he's kind of stopped. I think he quit.
Yeah, I haven't heard much.
I haven't heard much from Casey, but his brother, he did the last video Casey did was basically a video promoting his brother. And he's like, guys, he doesn't know what he's doing. He is like, you know, as far as you can get away from a YouTuber as you can get
right.
And still be a YouTuber. And I was like, oh, so I started watching him and he's exactly right. He is not. I love how he puts Kubrick under his Stanley tape measure.
Right. He's not like your OG, like original type of YouTuber, but that's a good thing about YouTube. Like you can do anything you want.
Absolutely. And he, what he does, he's very, very short, very simple, but great topics.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically his whole premise is, are you spirited?
Right.
And I love that. You know, I feel like we've come kind of out of this year of really identifying a lot of things.
Right.
And I feel like if you're just spirited, kind of takes away having to identify all that.
Exactly.
What do you think?
Exactly.
I mean, what's the year been like for you? Have you
the year?
How have you kept your spirit?
Riding e-bikes, dude.
Well,
seriously.
And you're great at and that's how we met is through my buddy Brian, who I run with, told me about e-bike Eddie.
Yeah.
And you got to talk to him. We talked. You're like, I prefer to be called Shreddy.
Shreddy, yep.
Which I was like, there you go. Fuck yeah, he's definitely spirited.
Yep.
Your channel is Shreddy McSkate.
Right, right.
And you basically review e-bikes.
Yep.
And you're very good at it. And I'm not just telling you that. You're very good at it. Yeah. And it's fun to watch you kind of ride around our town.
And that's what I love doing, just riding my e-bike out in the woods or out on these trails. Like, I don't know. It feels so, like, I don't know, like relieving. It feels good. Like,
well, we're gonna go riding, right?
Serene, yeah, definitely.
So what's our path? What's our trail? What's our plan?
I'm thinking we're probably going to head in through Rehoboth to Gordon's Pond.
I don't want to ride on the highway.
No highway. We'll stay off the highway, yeah.
Because I got, you know, like, and believe me, dude, last night, you know, I was chilling, and I'm like, do I want to get on this damn bike?
You want to.
I mean, I do.
You have to.
But I'm going to.
Keep you safe.
But I'm like, you know, what happens if I got hit by a car?
We got your helmets.
I brought three helmets.
Oh, perfect. That's great. Always wear a helmet.
I brought a dork helmet. I brought a dork bicycle helmet, and I brought a cool BMX helmet.
Awesome.
I just want to see what kind of helmet you're going to
have.
We'll
try all three, and then we'll see what bike matches up with you then.
Helmet all the time?
Always. Always wear a helmet, yeah.
Okay. I agree. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Actually, the other day I was shooting a video. My friend's a photographer, and he was doing an intro video for me. I ended up riding. You know, the pine needles are everywhere right now.
Yes.
I was in the pine needles. I took a little carve and just went straight down to the ground. Like, literally slid it out. He's like, dude, you look like a professional. Like, I slid it out perfectly. I thought it was okay, but I looked at my pants. They're ripped. I have a big old gash in my knee right now. So. But I made it out alive.
So what you're saying is I'm going to end up getting hurt today.
Just be careful. Don't go really fast on pine needles. Lesson learned.
Well, you can't hit out of the pine needles at the Masters, and you can't shred out of the pine needles on an e-bike.
Nope, not at all.
Well, and I did, you know, we ran this morning, me and Brian Kay.
Oh, nice.
What, we got to give him a nickname.
Yeah.
Kelman?
Lewis Cycles Brian. I don't know.
That's too big.
I'll come up with one for him.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be cool like Shreddy.
Right, right. He's so chill. I like Brian so much.
He is. He's a great.
Actually, the other day I was talking to him, Marv, me and
Brian. So Brian owns Lewis Cycle Sports.
Lewis Cycle Sports, yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
So he was out in his parking lot. I'm like, let's go hang out with him. We hung out for a little bit. Next thing you know, I hear the flapping behind me, and it lands on my head. Like, I feel these claws grab onto the back of my head.
Jesus, what was it?
I was like, am I getting attacked by something? I bend down, and this bird falls out of my head. And it was, like, not a fully mature bird. It must have been, like, learning how to fly, and it saw my hair, and it was like, nest. I'm landing.
What kind of bird was it?
I don't know. It was, like, a little black, furry-looking bird.
Did it have talons?
It had little claws.
Little talons?
I felt it in my head.
Maybe it was, like, a starling or something. I don't know. But we ran this morning, and, you know, you mentioned the pine needles. The whole trail was, like, covered with pine needles, and it was crazy.
Yeah, so you just got to be careful when you're kind of cornering around pine needles because it's like ice.
Do you have any insurance?
No.
Oh, jeez.
My girlfriend keeps yelling at me, you need to hurry up and get some insurance.
Yeah, right. Well, we're gonna head out on the e-bikes. Can we make an episode with this?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I brought a GoPro.
Yeah, definitely.
I brought one GoPro. And I only have, and I don't even have, I had a mount for my Flex thing.
Right.
And I can't find it. So I thought maybe I'll just hold it up and then I'll just let you have the card.
Oh, you don't have like a little mount thing you can?
I do, but for some reason, it's weird. I have a lot of mounts.
Right.
So I have the GoPro mount and then I have a mount for holding a phone, you know, that slides.
Oh, okay.
And I took the GoPro mount off because I do a lot of, do you ever do time-lapse photography?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So GoPro is not a great camera for time-lapse.
Oh, okay.
I mean, have you ever used one for it?
Yeah, I usually do like quick bike builds in time-lapse mode.
Maybe that's good, but the problem is, and you know, if GoPro's listening, maybe we can get this fixed, but they only do time-lapse in fisheye.
Oh, in the wide lens. Mm. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah.
You're freaking killing us here, GoPro, with that. I mean, it is bad. And
right.
It's a nice shot, but you definitely don't get the saturation. You don't get the colors. Mm-hmm. It's like what you want to see. Like if you point the camera at it, the main point is so pushed away.
You're seeing so much, too.
Yeah, so to get, like, if you really want a good horizon, you almost have to tilt the camera up or down to be in the lower or top half of the picture.
Right, right.
So I use a lot of iPhones for
time
lapse, and You know, this is right now we're getting into kind of the cloud season. So sunrises with great clouds. Mm-hmm. So, but I guess the point is I lost my GoPro mount.
We'll have to get you another one.
But, you know, I can bring it and I'll just kind of, I can hold it out.
I'll set one up too on my helmet.
And maybe you can, oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I usually either do like the helmet cam on top of my head or I have like a chesty mount.
Yes. So,
but the only thing I don't like about the chesty mount is like, if you want to look at something cool over here, you kind of gonna turn your whole body towards it.
That's an issue.
Awkward.
Well, you can also get the kind you can hold in your teeth.
What? Really?
Yeah, they have one that you can...
A mouth mount? Wait a second.
Hold on a second. Excuse me, say that again. Mouthmount.com.
Yeah, don't check out that website.
Don't go to mouthmount.com. Oh, he already did. Oh, shit. Now I
what in the world? How come I've never seen that?
Well, if you're surfing or doing something, I do. Yeah, like, there you go. Hey, there's Casey. Is that Casey Neistat?
Right, yeah, there? That's him.
That's him. The man, the myth. He is so good.
That is so funny. I guess you could wear that like boxing. You can see the punches coming in. And
I don't know if I'd want to have that in my mouth and get punched in the face.
It's like a mouth guard.
Yeah. That one on the far left, Amazon.com mouth mount.
There it is.
Yeah, that thing is pretty sweet looking, really. Well, and dude. I think if you, maybe if you're maybe a football player and running or track, I don't know.
Oh, that would probably look cool, like first person view, something like that.
Do you, are you a surfer?
I've never done it, and I've always wanted to.
How is that? Because you're a very cool guy. I mean, you have the look. You're walking the walk.
I've skated my whole life, too.
But no surfing?
No.
Do you think it's our area? Maybe the wrong friends?
I have a few friends that actually they went surfing like this winter, too. They're wearing those suits, whatever you call those things.
Neoprene
suits. I was like, you guys are crazy.
Well, I've always, like, if I was going to do anything different, I would have liked to have maybe... Learn how to surf.
But it's never too late.
Well, I feel, you know, I remember when I was living in Albuquerque and a buddy of mine's like, let's go skiing. I was like, all right. He's like, I'll show you.
Yeah.
Like, all right. So you get it to the top. He's like, see you at the bottom, bro.
Right. He leaves you hanging.
And you're like, right. Huh. And I just basically tumbled down the hill to the bottom a couple of times. And then I waited for him until the whole adventure was over.
All right. I'm done.
But I feel that's kind of like, I don't feel like we live in a great spot for learning how to surf. Like Hawaii.
Yeah.
You know, with those where the waves break perfect. Like a mile out.
Right, right.
And there are these little 2-foot waves. Yep. And you could just ride on one of those for the whole day.
Right.
That's the place where you go to learn to surf.
Around here, I always watch the people surf by the inlet bridge.
Yep.
And it's like rare I see somebody get a wave. I'm like sitting there for like 20 minutes like... Is somebody going to get away?
Yeah, it's more like waiting.
Yeah.
Right? That's what
a lot of waiting and floating around.
I was watching something, and, you know, now we got a lot of great drones and a lot of great abilities to film stuff. And this guy was filming this girl surfing, and it was, I guess it was a drone. Mm-hmm. And so he's above her, and she's riding the wave, and all you can see is this reef. Like, the water is perfectly clear. And just below where she's surfing is just death.
Like the coral reef.
Yeah, coral
reef. Oh, my
reef.
Goodness.
And I never, you don't see, you know, when you look at somebody, you know, like on a picture of on the TV, you don't see how shallow it really is. So if I knew that, I might not even surf at all.
Yeah, that stuff is pretty
like
sharp.
That, like that picture down below.
Oh, my goodness. There's a shark in that one.
Yeah, there's a shark. But what's this over to your right, Jake? Boom, yeah, down.
Oh, that all one. That stuff underneath?
Yeah, click that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about.
Like, pretty shallow.
Like, if you fell and got shoved in that hole, I guess that's how people die, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Really cut up.
I need a helmet.
Yeah, definitely. I think I'll start surfing with a helmet now after seeing that, learn how to surf.
Have you ever been to San Diego?
No, never.
Oh, my God.
I've never been out that way.
Dude, San Diego's amazing. I lived in San Diego, and... You would think, oh, it's just all beach, but it's not. In fact, San Diego doesn't have a lot of beach at all. It does. They have some great beaches down in the city of San Diego.
Right.
Fiesta Island, which is this kind of man-made island and kind of in the harbor, really? Sort of off to the left of SeaWorld. Okay. They have some pretty decent beaches, but Like I lived in a town called Leucadia, and I literally lived one block from the beach. And when I would walk up to the beach, it was all like that, you know, reef and not sand, rocks, danger, you know, octopus and abalone, and just it was brutal. And but actually, so cool because you could literally walk around and find. I remember. My buddy found an abalone. He's like, look, I found an abalone. And this old man came running up and snatched the abalone out of his hands.
No way.
Threw it into the ocean. He's like, you can't. Those are protected.
Yeah, you can't mess with that.
You can't mess with the abalone.
Oh, wow, look at that. That's beautiful.
Yeah. And it was like, yeah, that one right there, small. It was a baby. But cool. We don't realize what an amazing beach, ocean, beach kind of life we have here in Rehoboth.
Right.
Have you been to other beaches?
Insane. I was born in Puerto Rico, so I've been to the nice, beautiful, clear water beaches down
there.
What
part?
I was raised in San Juan, but born in Rio Piedra. Yeah.
Say that again?
Rio Piedra. Piedra.
I'll take two with Puerto green Rico. Sauce, please. Well, there's a lot of folks from here that go to Puerto Rico, right?
Yeah.
Is it Renan? What's the not? I won't say famous, but what's the place that a lot of people?
El Morro.
No, am I thinking of? Yeah, Puerto Rico. What's some of the cities in Puerto Rico? Bring that up. Rincon. That's it.
Rincon. Yeah.
How do you say it?
Rincon.
Rincon. Yeah. Rincon.
Say it. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a friend that goes there. I think there's a big group of people from this area that go down there for the winter.
So beautiful. I haven't been there in
ages.
Yeah,
Rincon, there it is. Do you go back at all still?
I haven't been there since I was like 13 years old. And it's been a long time.
Do you miss it?
I do. I used to go, not scuba diving, but snorkeling with my uncle all the time there.
Wow.
It was so much fun. We'd go under bridges and all types of cool things.
Do you think you could live there now?
I heard it's gotten a little crazy there.
Uh-oh.
I've heard it's definitely not as safe as it used to be from what I've heard, from what my mom's told me. She's been there recently.
I guess that's kind of everything now.
Yeah.
I think we're just getting old and frightened.
Right. Just scared and old.
I'm so frightened.
Old and brittle.
I grew up in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a tough part of the country, New Mexico. I mean, that's Route 66.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, that's where, you know... The Wild Wild West,
right,
you know, that's where the shit went down. So growing up there as a kid, you know, going into high school and elementary school and middle school, you know, I grew up with gangs, Mexican gangs, cholos. And but that was my world. And it was like, it was weird and it was kind of, you know, ooh. But it was, that's what I lived in.
Yeah,
but now, you know, I'm having a lot of trouble with the amount of people that are moving to this area. It's become
just in the last
very,
year.
Very, I'm struggling with happiness here for some reason. So I'm like, maybe we'll move to New Mexico.
Right.
But then I'm like, oh, my God, if my poor children had to go to high school with the gangs. And, like, they're not capable of going. But I was perfectly fine.
Right.
And so I guess we're just getting pussified. no offense to pussies
older
out
generation.
There. Yeah, it's like, oh, no. But New Mexico, I mean, I remember running. We went to New Mexico a couple years ago, and I ran 5 miles, 5 in the morning, 5,000 feet, which isn't really that big of a deal, considering there's people that have run at 10,000 feet, 100 miles.
I think that's still impressive. That's
but it was
impressive.
Fun. Yeah. But I ran down on Route 66, down on Central Avenue.
Nice.
And, you know, with the bums and the homeless people and the drug addicts and... And, you know, no
you're
offensive.
Like, look straight.
Yeah. No, you go like this, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
What's up? And they're like... respect.
Just don't look at people in their eyes.
In their big dilated eyes.
Right.
Like raccoons. No, but it's, I don't know. It was, I don't know. Living in Rehoboth is like a bubble.
Right.
I don't think, I had a guy, this is kind of a funny story. My neighbor, where I live is, and I don't know if it's the same with you, but a lot of the people that live in my neighborhood are seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
They come down for the weekends, but they live in Virginia. And my one neighbor who does live in Virginia, he hasn't been down. And he texts me, goes, how's my lawn looking? I'm like, dude, your lawn looks like shit. It's like 15 feet tall.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't a humble moment. I went and mowed the front of it because I just got sick of looking at it.
Yeah.
Not because I cared or wanted to help him out.
Right.
It looked like shit. So he's like, well, we have enough gas to get down there, but we don't have enough gas to get back. And I'm like, what are you talking about? The gas. There's no gas. I'm like, we have gas.
There's gas here.
There's gas here at the beach.
Yeah, you'll get back.
Apparently, in Virginia,
they're out of gas.
That pipeline that got shut down.
Oh, that's right.
Was like shut down all the gas, I guess. And right. For some reason, here at the beach, the bubble.
We're good.
The bubble beach.
Yeah.
You know, we don't get COVID. We got gas. Yeah. We've got groceries, toilet paper. Safe. Yeah, it's crazy. So apparently that was a thing, but I guess that's coming back online. People getting their gas. But people were posting pictures of people filling up buckets and bags.
Yeah, bags. Why bags? I don't see that working too well. It literally put a hole right through it in 2 seconds.
gasoline would probably eat through the plastic, right?
I would
right?
think so, yeah. Bags.
Well, and that big, you know, giant tub
right.
with the lid, with the wheels.
Okay.
You don't want to fill that thing up either.
No.
So,
wow, that's insane.
What kind of, how long do you think our trip's going to go today?
Dude, to tell you the truth, we can ride 50 miles, we can ride 20 miles.
We can just ride.
We can just ride. Like,
well, I don't want to do any pedaling.
Oh, you don't have to. I have 2 e-bikes now. Oh, yesterday, I told you, we talked on the phone. I was working on that e-bike. I didn't blow myself up.
The dual motor?
I didn't blow myself up, nothing. It was dual battery, so I added a second 20-amp-hour battery. So now we have 40 amp hours on that Super 73, and that's riding for a very long time of just throttling. So
dude.
You're gonna have a blast, dude.
Well, I think we should go see Brian?
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
100%.
This will be fun. And we'll make an episode for the channel.
Yeah.
Nice.
That'd be cool.
Well, I know that you've been talking about trying to become like a bike salesman, right?
Yeah. Just
how's that going? What do we need to do?
Hustling bikes.
How can I help you?
Right now, luckily, Brian is letting me get bikes to his shop now. So
right.
I'm pretty much just partnering with all the brands I think are cool, and we're going to be carrying them at Lewis Cycle Sports.
Do you want to hang an e-bike in the ceiling of the hair salon?
That would be cool.
People would be like,
let's do it.
Look at that freaking cool bike. And we can put a sign, you know, Shreddy McSkate's e-bike store.
We're like, let me ride that thing. Like, okay, like, nope. Pull it down.
No, we won't. Nobody rides it. Just is up there. I mean, you can take the batteries, but yeah. You know, how can we can promote? Maybe we can
figure
make your,
something out.
Yeah, we'll make it a part of this podcast, and we'll keep people up to date with your e-bike store success. But I definitely think you're good at it.
Thank you. I just want to spread the love of e-bikes, man. I know you're going to feel it today. You're going to be like, oh, man, I'm missing out on something. I need this now.
Well, I should have an e-bike because I'm old.
Not just because you're old, just because they're fun.
Well, and then that's the reason I should not have an e-bike is because I'm old. Because my wife this morning, she's like, oh, my God, I need to start my day over. I'm like, what happened? She goes, I just ran over a rabbit.
Oh, no, that's so sad.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, and she goes, and it crunched.
Oh, no.
I was like, ee.
Dude, that happened to me on my e-bike last summer.
You ran over a rabbit?
Yeah, I was so sad, dude. I turned around, I was like, no.
Was it like quivering?
It didn't move after I ran it over. Literally, like, I saw it, and I went to hit my brakes, and I just didn't have enough time to think. Like, it was right in front of me. And I was thinking I'm going to go flying because, you know, the back wheel's probably going to pop over it. And
right.
I didn't feel it. And I was like, okay, maybe I didn't hit it. And I turned around. It was there. I was like, oh. And my girlfriend heard about it for a few weeks. Like, I was just complaining, like, man, I killed a rabbit.
Dude, there was a period in my life where I became very, very, very worried about running things over and very emotional about it. And I don't know why. That happened, but I remember we have a lot of squirrels here and rabbits and weird shit that runs in the road.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've almost like crashed my car trying to avoid a stupid squirrel.
Right.
Right. I mean, I'm exaggerating.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, there's nothing worse than, especially rabbits, because they may be dumb.
Yeah.
They might be the dumbest
thing
out
there. They're so damn cute,
though. they're adorable, but they're like, and they kind of
look at
Jake brought
rabbits.
Up rabbits on
look
the
at
TV.
Little...
Let's see what Jake did here.
Oh my God.
Oh, Jake, it's rabbit porn. Damn it.
What are they doing?
Downward rabbit. Downward.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, and then so you're like swerving, and every time they go ducking under the car, and you're like,
yeah.
Nah, missed it. Yep. So, you know, the only thing that really stresses me out is, and don't even ask me how it happened, but I ran over a turtle.
Oh no. That's always a sad one. Dude, man, I love turtles.
I couldn't even go back.
To even look at it? No.
I couldn't even go back that way home.
No.
And I just, I guess I lost it in the reflection, the light, the sunshine off the blacktop in the morning. Because I'm, dude, I will stop traffic for a turtle.
Yeah.
And especially when I run, like we did see our first turtle a couple weeks ago, a painted box turtle.
Those are cool.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So when I hit it, I was like, oh, and I'm like, just driving the boom.
Like a little crunch.
Not a little, dude. It was like an explosion.
My goodness.
Because, you know, that shell is tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't bring over turtles that got ran over.
I actually saved two turtles off the road last year on one of my videos.
Nice.
Two boxer turtles were right next to each other. They're little friends.
Did, have you seen the snapping turtles?
I've seen big ones in the road, and I don't grab those
because
they will get you. There's like a certain way to grab them, but I still, those necks can go far.
Dude, I was watching something this morning. This guy, it was basically the top 10 moments when animals attack or some stupid weird thing I got into. And this guy had caught a shark, and it was like laying on the beach, and he just was like going to take the pliers and like get the hook out of its mouth. And that shark just whoosh. Just that quick.
Really quick.
Real quick to the right. And just, I don't know. I had to turn it because I don't know if he took a finger off.
Oh, my God.
Or half his hand. But
I can see that happening.
Dude, you do not want to disrespect. Or you don't want to disrespect them snapping turtles.
Look how big their mouths are.
Dude, it's that insane. Is a dinosaur.
Yeah, it is.
That's right from freaking Jurassic Park.
It looks like you can grab them from the back of the shell, but I'm not touching them.
No. Yeah, those things will screw you up big time. So what's another song? We talked a little bit last week about Pennywise. This is a band. Your band reminds me a little bit like Pennywise. Okay. What's another song we can jam?
Did you want to hear Clobbersaurus? Or yep. you want
can you play it?
Yeah, definitely.
Clobbersaurus? So where are these guys? So
we're all from Newark. And actually, no, our drummer's from PA, but close to Newark.
What was your band life like prior to COVID?
Man, we practiced every week, had a show almost every weekend. Dude, I miss it, man. So that's Clobbersaurus.
All right, Clobbersaurus. And it is Clobbersaurus, kind of like it sounds. So let's play The Pledge.
Cool, yeah.
Here we go, The Pledge.
Oldie but a goodie.
Dude, that is so good. I don't understand why are you sitting here? How come you're not on tour?
Should be out playing shows,
dude,
right?
That is so good.
Yeah, so the singer of this band is actually Ken that I've told you about. He's a graphic arts designer.
Yeah.
And he works for like big bands, Lamb of God. He's done shirts for like Metallica and Slayer and stuff like that. So
where does he live?
That's where our artwork comes from. He's in Newark.
We have to get him down here one day.
Definitely.
Does he come down?
Yeah.
Is definitely. He down? With the beat?
He's down, and he'd be down to come down.
Oh, man. We can get him on the Are You Spirited podcast?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's right. He's such a cool dude. Very chill.
So do you play guitar on this band?
I play guitar and do, backup vocals and stuff.
It's fucking great.
But, yeah, more guitar, lead guitar in this band.
I wonder if we can maybe use that song as our opening for this podcast.
Yeah, any song that you want to use.
No, but we got to find one.
Yeah.
I mean, I like that, The Pledge.
Yeah.
What do we pledge?
Just pledging.
Just constantly stay spirited.
Yep. Playing our pledge our
we
time.
We pledge our... dying.
Dying to breath stay in the name of fun.
Yeah, in the name of fun.
Yeah, that's a lyric.
Well, I mean, or just, you know, to be, you know, the best that we can be.
Yeah.
To us and to others. To us and to others.
Share the fun with everybody around.
Yeah, let's play another song. Let's face. I'm just gonna go down.
This is kind of a sad one, I think.
Uh oh.
But it's one of my favorite ones that I've ever written guitar-wise. Like, it's very emotionally guitar-driven, I want to say.
Is this all you? Is this overdubbed, or is this two guitars?
I'm on this side, and Ken's on this side, playing the single note. That's Ken playing. So that's two guitars. And that's our drummer singing right there. So it's crazy seeing a drummer playing drums and singing.
Yeah. Phil Collins.
Right, right, right. We have like long intros. We do a lot of good long intros.
Is that you back on?
Nope, that's Ken.
Overdubbed it.
Ken's on this side, I think. Sounds like. He's like, I'm not
everywhere. Really good. I love this kind of music. I love this genre.
Yeah. And I like our music, I don't know, if you start listening to all of it, it's like different. They're all different feels, you know what I mean? Like, it's not. We're not going to say, hey, we're a punk rock band. Hey, we're just a metal band. We're a punk, metal, pop, every band that you can think of. So that's what I like.
I think it's easier to start identifying what you are not.
Yeah, right, right.
You're not rap.
Nope, not at all.
You're not hip hop.
There might be a little bit of rap in there.
Oh.
Little influential rap in there with the drums and the way Ken does like some vocal patterns.
Okay.
So.
You're not country.
Not definitely not country. I don't feel any inspiration.
You're not electronic dance music. You're not EDM.
Nope.
You're not emo.
I'm a little emo.
I'm a little emo. Listen, surfers, I think, are a little emo. Surfers and skaters and punk rockers, I mean,
yeah,
they like a good cry every once in a while.
Right,
cool.
Right.
Maybe it's a little emo.
Sometimes you got to feel emotional. Oh, yeah. Comb your hair to the side, all black.
Braid
hair.
Your bangs. Wear your hoodie with your thumbs that come out of the holes on the
exactly.
side.
Exactly.
Snuggle up with the good, you know.
There's the skater girls.
Well, I love this music. And so maybe we can use the pledge. So maybe you can use the pledge, Jake from State Farm, and figure out an intro for our podcast. What do you think, Jake?
I think the pledge is good.
I see his head bouncing up and he's giving us the okay. How do you like the hats?
What's that? You don't have a hat.
How do you like the new hat?
Oh, that's the hat?
Yeah, you want one?
I like it, yeah. I thought you were saying you had a hat on. I'm like, huh?
I did. I lost it.
There's no hat on your head.
So, are you ready? Should we get ready for our big ride?
I am down.
That's the hat.
That's the hat. I found your hat. This is supposed to be on your head.
Well, I appreciate it. So, listen, we're gonna bail.
Yeah.
So, what is your... Real quick, what is your schedule like? When can we record?
Record
this podcast.
Oh, do it like every Wednesday?
We
can
do
Wednesdays,
it?
Yeah.
What about Mondays?
I could do Mondays, yeah.
Can we do Mondays?
You
want to
just do Mondays? Yeah.
Well, so the premise of this podcast obviously is Are You Spirited, but we're going to be bringing in people. So my friend Jess is coming in next week.
Okay.
I think we may bring in, I think Brian's going to come in too next Monday. So
awesome.
The next Monday, it's going to be me, you,
Full House.
Brian, and Jess.
Awesome.
And we're just going to have like a roundtable discussion of life. And, you know, we'll spend an hour bad-mouthing people or whatever we got to do.
Sounds
and we'll
good.
Whatever we do to feel better about ourselves, and we will stay spirited.
And I'll be looking for mouth mounts. Here,
yeah, mouth mounts, mouthmount.com. And we're going to go out. We're going to do an e-ride, and we're going to test some bikes, and we will do a video of it, and we'll post it on your channel on YouTube. And it's Shreddy McSkate's channel, and that's S-H-R-E-D-D-I-E.
Yep. M-C-S-K-A-T-E.
Just like it sounds.
Yep.
beautiful.
My buddy's like, "What's your friend's says? What's his page?" I go, "It's Shreddy McSkate." Oh, I can't find it. I'm like, "It's Shreddy McSkate. What is wrong with you?"
The only one around.
So I go, "Let me look." I look at it. It's right there. First I send it to him. He's like, "Got it." I'm like, "What's the matter with you, Shreddy McSkate?" All right, brother. So we will pick this up. Hopefully, we'll have an intro.
Yes.
Jake, we'll see, and we'll kick this podcast off.
Word up. I
Thanks
can't wait
for
to
doing
ride.
With me. All right, brother. Yeah. We're doing Knuckles right now. Boom.
See you in the next
one. Bye.
This is another one of my favorite songs. Writing-wise.